This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump back in Washington Friday after spending several days in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly. The president seething over the whistleblower complaint that triggered a U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry. The complaint asserts that Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. President Trump stepping up his attacks on the anonymous complaint. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
He says it sounds more and more like the so-called whistleblower is not a whistleblower at all, and rather a partisan operative that could be previewing an attempt to argue whistleblower protections don't apply here, which in turn might open a new front in his fight with Congress, where Democrats are pledging to protect the person who filed the complaint. The president yesterday suggested whomever gave information to that person is close to a spy. In audio released by the LA Times, he compared it to treason, which is punishable by death. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A U.S. airstrike in Libya Thursday has killed 17 Islamic State fighters, according to the U.S. Africa Command. The statement from AFRICOM confirmed earlier reporting by VOA that a counter-IS strike by U.S. forces had killed more than 10 militants. It's the third U.S. strike this month against a terror group in the southwestern Libyan town of Murzouk. Dengue fever is spreading rapidly across Central America. That's according to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies on Friday. The head of the IFRC's regional office for the Americas called the outbreak unprecedented. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister